This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Marlo R. James, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided December 10th, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Marlo R. James, no, ED-19119, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County versus 21-11-CC-0702, State of Missouri, Honorable Rebecca M. Navarro-McKelvey, respondent. Filed December 10, 2024. Before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quigless, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J., opinion. The convictions underlying this Rule 24.035 post-conviction relief case arose from a September 16, 2019 incident in St. Charles County when a police officer pulled over Marlo R. James after observing James fail to maintain his vehicle in a single lane while driving on the interstate. After James failed a field sobriety test, the officer placed him under arrest and then found the illegal drug fentanyl on his person and two loaded firearms in his car. The state charged James with the felonies of unlawful possession of a firearm and possession of a controlled substance, and the misdemeanors of possession of a controlled substance and driving while intoxicated. James entered guilty pleas to these charges on January 26, 2021, and the trial court sentenced him to 7 years on each felony charge and 120 days on each misdemeanor charge, with all four sentences ordered to run concurrently. So, James's sole point on appeal alleges the motion court erred in denying his Rule 24.035 motion after an evidentiary hearing, because plea counsel was ineffective in informing James that he would be sentenced to a 120-day drug treatment program if he pleaded guilty to the state's charges against him, and that James would have gone to trial had he not been thusly misinformed. We disagree and affirm because the motion court found credible plea counsel's testimony that he never promised James that he would be sentenced to the treatment program, and further that the record reflects James knew his sentence was ultimately up to the plea court. Background. At James's January 26, 2021 plea hearing, the state recommended the same sentences the plea court later entered and took no position regarding whether James should be sentenced to the treatment program. James testified that he understood that the final decision with regard to sentencing is the court's and the court's alone, even if there's an agreement with the state. James further testified that no one coerced him or promised him anything to plead guilty. At the March 9, 2021 sentencing hearing, plea counsel requested the trial court sentence James to the treatment program. After the trial court handed down its jail sentences instead, James testified he was fully and completely satisfied with plea counsel and that plea counsel explained James's charges to him and fully investigated his case. Before going off the record, James asked to speak to the plea court. James reiterated his understanding that the trial court had the final decision as to his sentencing. James said that he waived his preliminary hearing and pleaded guilty because he believed if he did not waive that hearing, the state would have taken a position against the treatment program. James then told the court regarding the gun charges, "I would have took this case all the way to trial. I never would three have made no agreements to anything. Even though I know the drugs are mine, that gun wasn't mine. So I was willing to take the 15 years right now for the drugs, because that was mine." On August 9, 2021, James filed his pro se motion for post-conviction relief, and on January 7, 2022, appellate counsel filed an amended motion for post-conviction relief, and both asserted the issue James now raises. The motion court granted James's request for an evidentiary hearing. Plea counsel testified he told James that, based on his experience, the court usually orders the treatment program when the state takes no position on it, but that he did not promise James anything. Plea counsel further testified he never tells any client that the treatment program is guaranteed. For his part, James testified plea counsel told him that if he waived his preliminary hearing, he would certainly get the treatment program. James testified he understood the state took no position on whether he would get the treatment program, but that plea counsel's assurances were the only reason he pleaded guilty. James said he would have withdrawn his guilty plea if he knew the treatment program was not guaranteed. the motion court denied James's motion. Standard of review. We review a denial of a Rule 24.035 motion for post-conviction relief to determine solely whether the findings of fact and conclusions of law are clearly erroneous. Rule 24.035K, Gurley v. State, 314S.